We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Footlight Players. It's Rick Henderson. He's vice president of the organization, but also involved in production. And he's going to talk about their upcoming show. They plan to do the Unsinkable Molly Brown, but they had to make some adjustments, and they'll be doing Alien Invasion. He'll tell us about that. But first of all, tell us all about the Unsinkable Molly Brown and what happened, why you had to switch shows.
Yes. Hi, Larry. Hi, Esther. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Rick. It's good to see you.
Initially, we planned to do The Unsinkable Molly Brown as one of our shows this season and had a great start. Christmas came along, and then we had some snow at the beginning of January. One of our actors had to drop out for personal reasons, and then we lost our musical director. So a musical without a musical director is not a good combination. So we quickly saw things kind of getting to the point where, you know, we knew when our date was that we had the show to run, and we were just running out of time for auditions and rehearsals. So basically we had to do a switch there, and we went with a different play. So we're doing an evening of old-fashioned radio comedy featuring Alien Invasion. It's going to be a comedy. It's a radio play. Some people get a little bit confused by that description. A radio play, back in the day, people tuned into the radio and hear their favorite stories of, you know, drama, mystery, westerns, and so forth. The shows were always performed at a radio station and broadcast to the listeners. You know, families would huddle around the radio and listen to their favorite shows, like Father Knows Best and Fibber McGee and Molly, for example. But
The Great Gildersleeve.
Exactly. And our play takes place in the radio studio, but it's not going to be broadcast on the radio. A couple of people have asked me about that. We say radio play, but it's actually done on stage, but it takes place in a radio station. When you come to see our play, you'll be, you know, basically stepping into the radio station to see the voice actors performing the story in front of a live audience. It'll be like you're in the radio station and watching the production as it's developing. Alien Invasion, the story is a comedy. It involves aliens landing in the Michigan City area, a group of reporters and some simple town folks and witnesses tell the story, of the developing invasion. And as a viewer, you'll get to watch as the story is told. It's true to the way they once produced. There'll be sound effects on the stage being produced by somebody. There's also some amusing subplots that develop between the townsfolk along the way. So there's a lot of different things going on, and it's a lot of fun. You know, if you're picturing radio play and thinking it's dry, dated material, you won't have that with this play. It's good for all ages. Everybody in the family will enjoy this. The kids, bring the kids. It'll be fun for everybody. All ages are welcome, and all ages should enjoy it. So it's going to be a good, fun play.
So, Rick, is it a multi-generational play? Will there be a variety of ages on stage?
No, it's all being performed by adult actors. I actually have two different parts in there, but I also play a nerdy teenage boy. So that's the youngest character in there is the nerdy teenage boy, and that's me. But everything is taking place on the radio, and it's mostly older people and witnesses and so forth.
Well, you know, yes. The history of radio plays, they actually did perform many times in front of live audiences in the studio to give, especially more the comics things and everything like that. The serious ones, not as much, but that was done. I know my wife produced a couple of those for a middle school, and they're really fun because you get to watch that. You're, you know, doing the page thing where you're dropping the script and everything. It's kind of a throwback to the way things were and everything in terms of that. And yeah, it sounds like a great evening, and too bad about Molly Brown, but I sure understand sometimes that happens. I know it happened to me. I was cast once as John Adams in 1776, and our music director couldn't do it. So anyway, we'll hit this again at the end, but tell us about the show dates and everything.
Yes, the show dates are March 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the show also repeats the following weekend, March 14th, 15th, and 16th. The Friday shows are at 7:30 p.m., and the weekend shows are at 2 p.m. for a matinee. Doors open 45 minutes before the show begins.
And the website is?
The website is footlightplayers.org. You can order tickets there. You can also call the theater at
219-874-4035. Yeah.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Well, real quickly, you this is not the last one you're having. You'll be having auditions probably toward, I think you said maybe mid to late March. And but what's tell us just briefly about your upcoming show, the final one of the season.
Yes, the final show of the season will be The Lost Boy. It's an interesting story involving, I don't know the whole plot about this one, but it is about the writing of Pinocchio, I believe it is. It's an interesting play. It's directed by Laura West, and auditions for that, I believe, will be, I would think they would be March 16th and 17th, but I would, if anybody's interested in trying out, I would say definitely look on the Facebook Players website or Facebook page to get that information.
Doing the open mics anymore?
Yes, we are doing open mics. In fact, we had one last Saturday. Lots of fun. We've got another one coming up in April. Next Saturday, March 2nd, we have karaoke night, which is just an absolute blast. So we invite people to come to that too. So we try to do some fun things when we're not doing shows, and we'd like to see more people come and volunteer, try out for plays, volunteer to help us out with productions, and do whatever you can as a patron, donate, whatever you can do. We appreciate.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art on the Air Spotlight. That's Rick Henderson, Vice President of the Footlight Players, available at footlightplayers.org, and they'll be doing Alien Invasion Radio Show March 8th through the 17th, and you can see it there. Rick, thank you so much for sharing on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.